virtually possible. Suppose your boss was a 3D computer-generated image. Imagine not having to commute through traffic jams every day and consider not even having an office at all. Sounds like science fiction? Think again. BEM takes a look at two successful companies whose offices are located in the virtual world. One of the most exciting developments in the world of business over the last decade or so has been the development of mobile telecommunications. This has had a dramatic effect on the way many now work and on how companies and clients communicate. In the US, virtual work environments are the norm in consultancy firms Team Halo and Crayon. Both decided to scrap the idea of an office altogether in favour of online communication. At Team Halo, there is no central office for its consultants to work from. Instead, they utilise their freedom by visiting the clients they serve at local businesses all over the US. The company's web and graphic designers work from homes located the length and breadth of the country. So how do they manage to coordinate the day-to-day running of the company? "We lean heavily on our laptops and cell phones," says co-founder Mariana Hayes in a recent interview with Business on Main. "We use BlackBerry devices right now, and we have the full capabilities of our phones turned on. We use Bluetooth to connect our laptops to our cell phones to connect to the internet. So we're never dependent on a Wi-Fi signal. And we can access the internet from anywhere we are." Hayes, who began the company with her husband Andy Chapman over a decade ago, assists restaurants, hotels, and Main Street business districts in various locations around the country. Team Halo's aim is to encourage these businesses to target, convert, and retain new customers. "I'm always moving," says Hayes. "Yet, wherever I am, I want to know where the locally owned businesses are. I want to encourage people to shop at local businesses, even when they're not in a place they're familiar with." The technology behind Team Halo's virtual office is supplied by www.37signals.com. An application called Basecamp allows members of the team to access a virtual conference room, which they feel is just as effective as a traditional meeting space. The central web-based management system also offers plenty of additional features, which more than compensate for having no physical company headquarters. "Basecamp can get RSS feeds to me about project updates," says Hayes. "I can get an email update every time something changes on a project. I can even get a daily digest of changes if it's a slow project, and I don't need to see every change in real time. It's a very versatile application, and it's easy for me to stay on top of projects no matter where I am." Office life at Crayon takes place once a week in a 3D computer-generated space. Its workforce consists of a collection of individuals based around the US who rarely meet face-to-face. Established in 2007, Crayon is committed to what it believes is the way forward for new companies. Its founder and CEO, Joseph Jaff, author of Life After the 30-Second Spot and Join the Conversation, is confident about the benefits of running a virtual business. "Our belief is if we bring like-minded people together, no matter where they are in the world, we can actually create a connectedness as if we're actually at the same place at the same time," he told ABC News. The financial incentives for entrepreneurs who are considering ditching the office are very appealing. Large corporations like IBM have been cutting down on overheads by letting employees work from home. A couple of years ago, the company estimated that 42% of its 350,000 employees worked from home and that it regularly saves USD 100 million in office space rental. Small businesses may also be drawn to the concept in a climate where money is tight and savings need to be made.